I'm going to give you the instructions for this test. I'll introduce each part of the test and give you time to look at the questions. At the start of each piece, you'll hear this sound. You'll hear each piece twice. Remember, while you're listening, write your answers on the question paper. You'll have 5 minutes at the end of the test to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. There'll now be a pause. Please ask any questions now, because you must not speak during the test. Now open your question paper and look at part one. You'll hear three different extracts. For questions 1 to 6, choose the answer A, B or C, which fits best according to what you hear. There are two questions for each extract. Extract 1. You hear two scientists, Peter Cameron and Lisa Mackey, discussing generating electricity from the energy in the oceans. Now look at questions 1 and 2.
So, Peter, how's your work on generating electricity from the oceans going?
Good, thanks, Lisa. As you know, my interest is in generating energy from ocean tides. And it's easy to talk about the obvious benefits to potential investors, like there are always tides, twice a day. So as an energy resource, it won't run out. But that's not, as I see it, the main attraction. It's the fact that wherever there's a large body of water, you can generate power. Energy won't need to be imported from abroad.
That's a really important point. And I think I'm right in saying that a whole range of new devices have been developed to harness energy from the sea, like giant blades and paddles to power turbines.
Yes, they're the next big thing.
But I'm still a firm believer in land-based wind turbines as a clean, renewable energy resource. The company I work for doesn't use offshore wind turbines. To me, the possible damage to marine wildlife that can occur with generating energy from the ocean, by whatever means, cancels out any benefits. So, Peter, how's your work on generating electricity from the oceans going?
Good, thanks, Lisa. As you know, my interest is in generating energy from ocean tides. And it's easy to talk about the obvious benefits to potential investors, like there are always tides, twice a day. So as an energy resource, it won't run out. But that's not, as I see it, the main attraction. It's the fact that wherever there's a large body of water, you can generate power. Energy won't need to be imported from abroad.
That's a really important point. And I think I'm right in saying that a whole range of new devices have been developed to harness energy from the sea, like giant blades and paddles to power turbines.
Yes, they're the next big thing.
But I'm still a firm believer in land-based wind turbines as a clean, renewable energy resource. The company I work for doesn't use offshore wind turbines. To me, the possible damage to marine wildlife that can occur with generating energy from the ocean, by whatever means, cancels out any benefits.
Extract 2. You hear two friends discussing the practice of urban foraging, which is picking nuts and fruit from around a city. Now look at questions 3 and 4.
Hey, Nancy, you know a lot about plants. What do you think about urban foraging?
You mean people going out and picking fruit and things from public areas in cities? Well, I can understand the appeal. It'd barely make a difference to your weekly outlay on food, but I think people are so fed up with mass-produced processed food, they like the idea that it's sure to be natural, free of artificial chemicals. But I wonder how many people these days venture out into parks and forests. I mean, loads of city kids have never been into the countryside.
You know, there's talk of letting people pick the fruit and nuts from the trees in the park on Main Street, just in the area where all the trees are, so the flowers and bushes don't get trashed.
Well, as long as they offer classes so that people know what things are. Apparently, there are some blueberry bushes in the park.
Really? I didn't know that. But good point. You also wouldn't want anyone getting sick because they'd eaten something poisonous. It'll be interesting to see how many of my neighbors have heard about foraging and might do it. Hey, Nancy, you know a lot about plants. What do you think about urban foraging?
You mean people going out and picking fruit and things from public areas in cities? Well, I can understand the appeal. It'd barely make a difference to your weekly outlay on food, but I think people are so fed up with mass-produced processed food, they like the idea that it's sure to be natural, free of artificial chemicals. But I wonder how many people these days venture out into parks and forests. I mean, loads of city kids have never been into the countryside.
You know, there's talk of letting people pick the fruit and nuts from the trees in the park on Main Street, just in the area where all the trees are, so the flowers and bushes don't get trashed.
Well, as long as they offer classes so that people know what things are, apparently there are some blueberry bushes in the park.
Really? I didn't know that. But good point. You also wouldn't want anyone getting sick because they'd eaten something poisonous. It'll be interesting to see how many of my neighbors have heard about foraging and might do it.
Extract 3. You hear a husband and wife talking about planning a holiday. Now look at questions 5 and 6.
Freya, do you think it's about time we did something about booking a summer holiday?
Absolutely! It seems ages since last year's holiday. Are you happy to laze about on a beach again?
Perfect. Living in a city and having hectic jobs, that suits us, I think. And I'd rather not do anything too energetic, like a walking holiday. Remember when we went with your sister?
Yeah, exhausting. And we don't want to book so late this year that we end up in a grotty hotel like last year. We'd even saved enough to stay in a 4-star hotel, but they were all booked.
I know. Anyway, we've got those new suitcases, so packing will be easy. We always seem to take more than we need, but I'd rather it was that way round than be short of things.
And you never know exactly what the weather's going to be like, so you've got to cover every eventuality. Have you still got that list you downloaded from the internet so that we don't forget anything?
It's saved on my laptop. Do you want to look at it now?
Why not? I love planning everything way ahead of time. It's part of the fun.
Freya, do you think it's about time we did something about booking a summer holiday?
Absolutely. It seems ages since last year's holiday. Are you happy to laze about on a beach again?
Perfect. Living in a city and having hectic jobs, that suits us, I think. And I'd rather not do anything too energetic, like a walking holiday. Remember when we went with your sister?
Yeah, exhausting. And we don't want to book so late this year that we end up in a grotty hotel like last year. We'd even saved enough to stay in a 4-star hotel, but they were all booked.
I know. Anyway, we've got those new suitcases, so packing will be easy. We always seem to take more than we need, but I'd rather it was that way round than be short of things.
And you never know exactly what the weather's going to be like, so you've got to cover every eventuality. Have you still got that list you downloaded from the internet so that we don't forget anything?
It's saved on my laptop. Do you want to look at it now?
Why not? I love planning everything way ahead of time. It's part of the fun.
That's the end of part 1.